You can bring up anything you'd like toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You actually can control the content of the site. And the way you do that is by, so you can vote, first of all. You can vote on anything you see on as you roll down the front page. There's numbered items. Those numbers are your votes. You can cast votes up or down, whether you like or dislike something. You may also submit content to the site. So maybe you find something online that you want to share with us. You may do that. And then it'll be available for other people to vote on. So stop on by freetalklive.com and get interactive. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
So there's other stuff in the news here tonight. People are already bitching on Facebook. What are you talking about Miley Cyrus for? Well, you know, I think that sex is a valid topic to discuss. The role of men and women in popular society and culture, and the roles that people believe they're supposed to play versus what's real. I mean, these are all, I think, important things to discuss. What more can you really say? I mean, like, for instance, there was a guy, let's see here, on Facebook. I asked the question, to what extent is sex about dominance? Was Miley Cyrus dominated on stage at the VMAs or the reverse? And someone says, Kevin says, who the F cares? Our government wants to start World War III.
Leslie Bishop Paul says, it's only about dominance if it's done right. Luther Fisher says, she dominated.
Yeah, and so I guess, look, I'm concerned about World War III or any kind of war. I don't want to see that happen. We have already talked on this program about Syria, and I don't really know what else you can say about that issue. The government guys are going to do what they're going to do. They're going to roll in tanks if they want to roll in tanks. They're going to roll out ships if they want to roll out ships. And really, if it comes to war, you should really be asking yourself, we'll go back around to the conversation we were having at the beginning of the show with Matt, is what are you going to do about it? Are you going to fund it? Are you going to voluntarily give to them your money that you earn so they can go and
bomb
people?
I would never voluntarily give them my money.
Well, everybody does go ahead and voluntarily fill out the tax forms every single year, but I get what you're saying.
It's
a lot
coerced.
Of companies will take the money from you first.
It's definitely coerced, because if they decide that you owe them money that you never paid them, they will come after you for it.
They might come after you for it. There are a lot of people who don't pay taxes. Millions of people don't pay taxes.
But that's still coercion. Like if I say...
Yeah, there's threats involved.
If I tell you, if you don't do something, I might hurt you, that's still coercion. Like, I might not hurt you this time. I might let you get away with it, but at any given point, I might hurt you. That's still coerced.
Oh, no, I didn't say it wasn't coercion, but...
But then it wouldn't be voluntary.
But they wouldn't get away with it if people would not pay them, right? So if a guy sticks a knife in your back and you give him all of your money, you were definitely coerced.
Right.
But if that guy is, like, going around on the street and threatening people all the time and everybody always gives him money, then to some extent you could argue that those people were empowering him to do that because they never resisted.
I bet if there was, like, an option for people personally, I don't want to, like, shoot an aggressor or whatever, but, like, and most businesses, like, it's not the business owner that if you try to steal from the store, they come out themselves and, like, try to take you down and make you pay for what you're buying or tell you to leave. Usually they hire security people to do that. Like, usually acting as a security person, people, there's demand for security. Unfortunately, the police monopolize that security in most people's lives, and everyone's forced to pay for that security. So if you did have some kind of, like, private security, then people are kind of having to pay twice because you're already having to pay for the police. So most people just use the police since they already pay for that. And then also the private security cannot, because the government, like, basically controls the courts, a private security officer can't defend you against the police if they're acting as aggressor, because mm-hmm. that is a huge liability considering how the government basically creates all the laws and decides how to enforce them. They're always going to rule in their favor.
I think in the time being, with the way things are now, private security, you know, responding to law enforcement would be just to document things. You know,
sure.
That's pretty much the best you can do, and like highlight it, report on it.
Maybe give some advice or be an advisor during the situation. Ask
liaison,
questions.
De-escalate would be a good role.
Sure. So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here tonight. You can talk about anything you want. I actually want to get to a story out of Muscle Shoals in Florence, Alabama, where we have an affiliate, actually. WVNA is a longtime affiliate of Free Talk Live. In fact, one of our oldest affiliates. And the station's at a cluster. It's Urban Radio Group. They own a few stations in the area, including some music stations. And this week, Urban Radio was going to be doing a format flip on one of their stations. And WAFF reports on the story. A radio stunt in the Shoals set off a firestorm of worry with parents and students. Earlier this week, a station with a Shoals radio group launched a promo, making it seem as if the station had been hacked. At times throughout the day, the station played static and weird voices. In fact, I actually have some of the promos that they played here. I will play one of them for you, but let me tell you what happened. Talk about the gimmick that turned into the talk of a school. Talk about the gimmick turned into talk of a school bomb threat over the airwaves, leaving parents afraid to send their kids to school on Wednesday morning. So, when a station changes formats, they do what's called stunting. And, you know, if you're running a music radio station and you were a metal or, you know, rock station, you're going to go to a top 40 station, you don't just flip the switch. You want to build some buzz, right? So I remember when I was living in Florida and I was a teenager, there was a lot of buzz about one station in particular because they were playing Tone Loc's, one of Tone Loc's hit songs over and over and over again. Like it was just the same song repeated.
That's how radio is.
No, I mean literally repeated.
Oh, was it like Wild Thing?
No, it was Wild Thing, actually. Yeah, so they played Wild Thing over and over again, like for a whole week. And,
that is hilarious.
And in between the songs, there was some guy who would get on, and he claimed that he was a pirate radio station out in the ocean or whatever. And it was just a silly, you know, thing. But people were talking about it, like, why is this radio station playing the same song over and over again? Well, it's because they were going to change formats to a new format, and they wanted people talking about them and listening and coming back and checking it. You know, what are they going to do next? That kind of thing. So on Star 95.9, they were going under a programming change, and program director Brian Rickman, who is also the program director of WVNA, which is the station we're on, and others at the Shoals Radio Group thought it would be fun to announce the change in an extraterrestrial-type way. Without giving listeners a heads-up, they began playing long periods of silence and static, paired with robotic voices and random songs to make it seem as if the station had been hacked by aliens.
Wow.
So I'm going to give you, they have like an 8-minute long promo reel here of what this actually sounded like. I'm going to give you an excerpt from this now.
Commander, the humans are anxious for another message from you.
I told them that I would speak to them on Thursday at 9 a.m.
They are curious. It is in their nature.
I see. Are they not patient as well?
It would appear not.
So they fear change. And they are impatient.
Yes.
For crying out loud. What more do we know about these creatures?
We are extrapolating data and will have more information for you at 5 p.m. today.
Good. We shall discuss this further at 5 p.m. human time.
Hello, Commander.
Okay, so then it goes on. There's several more of these, and they bring up Facebook at one point, and they kind of make jokes about Facebook, and it's a cool like campaign, right? Like that would get people talking.
That would be so cool to do. I liked the describing government to an alien. Oh, who did that video? That was so good.
I don't know. There's actually a video about that?
Yeah, there's a video where they. It's one of those things where you can like go in and basically make it say whatever you want to, and they already have the avatars who do it for you. And
I've
someone made
those.
This really great one where it's describing government to an alien. If you really think about it, like a completely objective being, and trying to describe it to them, they would have
like
a lot of questions.
What's actually happening? Sure. So I want to continue because this innocent sound. There was nothing in there about a bomb, right? How did this turn into a bomb scare where cops were called to the schools?
So ridiculous.
And,
okay.
I mean, yeah, this really blew up today. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free talk line.
Excuse me, owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. No, aliens did not invade Star 94.9 in Muscle Shoals, Florence, Alabama. But some people apparently thought they did, and that there was a bomb threat at a school. We'll get back into this really confusing story about a radio station that was just trying to change formats and do it in kind of a cute, fun way. Some people got really upset about it. We'll get back to that story. 855-453 again is the toll-free number. And want to make sure you know about Force Field Energy. They are a company that does not just LED installations. They have some other interesting products like their organic Rankine cycle conversion machine. But to me, the LED is what's the real selling point, because, you know, Mark had to pitch me on getting some of this stock from Force Field. And for me, the LED is the real, you know, futuristic thing here, and I think that's going to be their real bulk of their business. They do major industrial installs of LED lighting, and they can save businesses a ton of money by doing this. They are 30 to 40% lower in their costs of these installs because of their relationship with their manufacturer. They have the exclusive rights of distribution for this this manufacturer of LED lights in all of North America. So these guys have great products. They're getting big deals, and they get a lot of bids out, as a matter of fact, on a number of really exciting deals. So, you know, some are speculating, of course, and you're buying stock, you are speculating, and that's risky. So some are speculating this is really going to work out for these guys. They've got a great management team, including David Natin, who has a lot of experience managing companies and taking them to success. One company he managed was called Farmanet. He was in charge of that for 3 years, and during that time, the stock of that company went from $9 to $63. That's a 7x increase. So this guy definitely knows what he's doing when it comes to running companies, and if you want to get involved in an exciting investment opportunity, Forcefield might be the right choice for you. Forcefieldenergy.com is their site. There is a special deal, a private placement, as they call it, and that means that you actually get the stock certificates rather than just buying it through a brokerage. You can buy it through the brokerage at over $5 per share. But if you want to get it at $4, there's a private placement option. It does require significant investment, but you can contact them directly at forcefieldenergy.com to do that, or you can just go through your broker and buy it like you would any other stock. Their ticker symbol is FNRG on the OTCQB exchange. That's FNRG on the OTCQB exchange for Forcefield Energy. As we continue here, the story is out of our affiliates in Tuscumbia, Alabama. This is the Muscle Shoals area, and we've been on the air for a long time.
Tuscaloosa, maybe?
I don't know where Tuscaloosa is in relation to Muscle Shoals. I can't
say. Muscle Shoals. I thought you were mispronouncing Tuscaloosa. I'm sorry.
Nope. Muscle Shoals is right next door to Tuscumbia, I believe. I think they're kind of the same.
Tuscumbia. That's yeah. Okay. I never heard of that place, but all right.
So, and you live there. You're from Alabama.
I lived in Alabama. I don't know all the places there.
Same with Florida. There's so many places in Florida. I mean, Tally and I are from Florida, and where were you from, Tally?
I was born in Gainesville, grew up on the Gulf Coast.
I was actually in Gainesville once, but you don't get around to most of Florida because it's a big place.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we've got a station there, WVNA, and they're one of their sister stations, Star 94.9, is going through some programming changes, and they started playing audio like this on the air. And I'm not going to play the same one that played before. This is another clip from their 8-minute-long series of clips that they've posted so everybody online can hear what exactly was going on the air.
Hello. I would like an update on the humans in Alabama and Tennessee, please.
Certainly. Some of them appear to be frightened by our presence.
What? Why?
It seems that they fear change.
Well, that's just silly. Change is exciting.
Most of them appear to agree. However, there are some on their internet that have misunderstood your messages.
These people. Those that fear us. Who are they?
The humans refer to them as trolls.
I see. How do we make them understand that there is nothing to fear?
We are investigating this now, sir.
So they played clips like this, and the idea was that the aliens had taken over the radio station. They had, you know, there was gaps of dead air, there was static, and, you know, the weird little bloop bloop noises in the background. And apparently, you know, did y'all play the telephone game when you were kids in school or at camp or something like that?
What is that?
Okay, so the telephone game is where you sit in a big circle. You get a fairly large, it's good with a big group. And you whisper something to one of the people in the circle, and they're supposed to pass that message on to the person to the right of them or left or whatever, and it goes around, and everybody's whispering this message, and then you find out what what it ends up being. How is the message manipulated or changed by the people in that link?
Yeah.
And usually the message comes out completely different on the other end.
It's a message about the Bible. That's what the telephone game's about to me.
Was it? You did it at church camp or something?
Well, that's how I interpreted it, because it started with our teachers. It's like, this is how rumors get around, and this is why, you know, there's these rumors about you and Bobby or whatever, when all you did was whisper to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's like interesting how, you could correlate that to a lot of things.
Right. So this is the same thing here. I mean, the people at the radio station had no intention of creating a bomb scare, but it ended up being, and there's national news coverage on this today, it ended up being that local schools called out the police to come. Apparently, local schools and school officials contacted the program director about the recordings. Since the schools mentioned in the rumor involved Scumbia City schools, the police department took extra measures to ensure public safety of their campuses. They placed extra patrols on and around school property on Thursday morning out of a precaution, saying they take all threats, no matter how small, seriously, especially when it involves the schools. But, of course, nothing at any point involved the schools. That was somewhere in the rumor chain.
The ads never mentioned a school.
No, I listened to all 8 minutes of what they posted online, and you know, I actually, the program director is the program director of the station we're on, so I was sent him some messages today. And, you know, it was definitely not his intention to scare anybody with
this. I think it's great
that
they posted what was actually on the radio,
right,
so people could go back and listen and
it's
see
cute.
How
I mean,
silly the government is when they react to these things. They don't know how to interpret it.
Okay, so what was the government reacting to? Well, at some point, someone decided to start spreading rumors that there was a bomb scare. I mean, where did that come from? There was no indicator that this was any content in the stuff that was being played on the air at the radio station. So somebody heard from somebody else who heard from somebody else that 94.9 in Tuscumbia was, you know, there was some sort of bomb threat on the air, and that got to word to some parents, and some parents freaked out, and they called the school. So probably the people that were at the school never actually heard the original things on the air and had no idea what was actually on the air. They just heard something about somebody saying there was a bomb threat on the radio for the school system. So then all of a sudden, big government overblowing of a situation.
Which, my conspiracy theory is, it teaches young people fear and reliance on the state for safety.
Sure.
Part of the lesson plan.
Well, and poor Brian Rickman, I mean, the program director, he, I'm on his Facebook page, so he's just bewildered by all of this attention that he certainly didn't expect to have happen, and he's kind of tired of it. You know, he wants to get back to programming his radio station, and he's getting all these calls from media, but, you know, I pointed out to him, you really couldn't have asked for a better station launch. I mean, if you think
exactly.
About it,
it's perfect.
It definitely wasn't his intention, and you can never intend for things like this to go viral. You can't know what people are going to say about the things that you do on the air, and so, you know, their intentions were pure. They just wanted to promote their new station and do
all
it in a fun
way. All the kids
are
going to be so excited they didn't have to come to school that day.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
The program director.
They could spend all day listening to the new station, actually, because they weren't in school. Actually, I think they did have school, but they just sent more cops around.
Yeah,
oh,
locked
great.
Down.
Yeah. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And yet another example here of government overblowing a situation. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633. 609-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive for free, unlike a lot of those talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. So enjoy, again, bbs.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, and it's the reason why the three of us are here in this room together tonight, because if it weren't for the Free State Project, I might still be in Florida, Allie, you might still be in Alabama, and Tally, you might be in D.C. Ugh.
Oh, I had the escape plan out of there. Motorhome Diaries got me out of there. Who knows where I would be, but I like the Atlantic Northeast. Peaceful, independent people.
Yeah, and in fact, a lot of people up here support the idea of breaking away from the federal government. It's not, the Free State Project isn't a secessionist movement, but a number of the people involved are certainly supportive, and I know I am. But we want to be more free, and the idea is let's get people who want more freedom and who are willing to do something to achieve it together in the same geographic area. New Hampshire was the choice of the Free State Project. You can get involved by going to freestateproject.org and learning more and getting signed up at freestateproject.org. We go to Carson in Columbus, Ohio. Carson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Tally, and Allie.
Hey, guys.
Yo. Carson, what's on your mind?
I should say. Wanted to talk about mental illness.
All right, sure.
And whether or not it exists. Or is it just a creation of doctors and pharmaceutical companies? Because we're having a discussion in your chat room about it. And I'll be honest, I suffer from severe depression, and I've been on antidepressants for a little bit over 2.5 years now. And they enable me to function and hold down a job and everything. And I put forth that mental illness does exist, it's a real issue, and these drugs do enable me to live my life to, you know, the full extent. And there were other people saying that mental illness doesn't exist, that you're basically just being fooled into taking these drugs by being told you have a chemical imbalance.
Yeah, I think that I think there's a lot of overdiagnosing of mental so-called mental illness, and I don't know what the purpose of that is. I think that it's pretty awful to put people on pills that they don't need.
I think
need.
It should be considered a case by case thing. It shouldn't just be like people are depressed. Let's put them on a bunch of pills, and not that you're claiming that,
happy
but
pills,
like
happy pills.
I wonder how many people
beyond happy pills.
When you look at when you watch cable and you see the commercials, like. It's just really applied very broadly. Like, you know, they'll ask you questions like, do you sometimes feel down? And mm-hmm. and quite, like, really vague questions where, like, can you imagine anyone answering no to that?
Sure, sure. Who hasn't?
Everyone's going to answer yeah. yes to all their questions. And so it makes it seem like everyone could be better off with this pill. And then you'll find out months later that a bunch of people committed suicide on that pill.
Mm, or went crazy in some way and, like, killed other people.
Or, like, dependent on it.
I really did agree with the case-by-case basis. And, you know, I mean, I just like to say that for me, it was severe depression, can't leave the house, can't function, you know, completely screwing up my life, you know, type of thing. And I just kind of wanted to get this out there also for people.
So, whoa, hold on. What are you taking?
I'm taking Depakote.
Okay. Is that it?
And, yes, I'm on Depakote, and they're currently trying to get me on, they have me on lithium as a mood stabilizer, but there's some concerns about long-term use with that or something. I'm not quite sure. I know that my psychiatrist is kind of experimenting a little bit on getting me onto something else.
See, this is something you should probably consider, Carson, and I'm not like an expert into the inner workings of the pharmaceutical industry, but I do know that doctors get kickbacks for drugs they prescribed. And when you really think about how this ties into like intellectual property, look at how when drugs go to generic, how cheap they are. And there's really not much of an incentive for doctors to prescribe the generic drugs. But when it comes to drugs that there are patents on, there's all this money to be made. And it really kind of skews the incentives for doctors. And then you have malpractice laws where they, if you tell them that you feel depressed, then it seems like they could be liable if they don't give you something for it.
But yeah, but we don't know the motivations.
I always insist on the generics because they're cheaper, and I don't see why I should spend more money for the exact same medication right. that does the exact same thing. But, I mean, the other thing is that I'm lucky enough that I happen to know my psychiatrist as being a family friend. So I knew her before I went to see her.
You trust her?
I trust her. My original doctor, unfortunately, was forced out of practice because of malpractice rates. And she took me on as a patient simply because I said to her, you know, Stephanie, I trust you, and I really don't want to go through the process of finding another psychiatrist that I trust. So,
Tali, what were you going to say a moment ago?
I was just going to say, we can't really question, I mean, we don't know the motives of these doctors. It's so prevalent in the medical industry to, you know, treat these symptoms of mental illness with pharmaceutical pills. I wanted to drop the name in there, Thomas Szasz, S-Z-A-S-Z. And he approaches mental illness, actually he calls mental illness a myth, but from a libertarian perspective. He's a psychiatrist and an academic.
Somebody actually called about him, I think it was last week, and the book that he wrote was it Mental Illness is a Myth or something like that? Or
let's see.
Something to that effect.
I'm not sure what the name of the...
I heard that call, and that sounds very
Or the Myth
like
of Mental Illness. Hey, Carson, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up. 855-450-FREE. It's definitely somewhere we've been before on this this program. It's something that concerns me. I think a lot of these things are overdiagnosed. I think a lot of it happens when you've got somebody who's a young person who's at the government school system and they're bored to tears. They're not being challenged by the curriculum. And then, you know, a young person being bored in a place they don't like, well, more likely to act out and do things that seem bad, but really they're just not being, challenged. They're not being exhilarated by the content.
Right. Yeah, and everybody learns differently. So, for the state schools to mold people in this way, I can imagine somebody acting out.
Right, so let's put them on pills so they can be docile and obedient and sit still and quietly and not interrupt or ask too many questions or
like everybody else.
And I'm not, I mean, there are adults who just recently got on some pill, right? There's lots of people who do that. And, I think that sometimes the caller's name was Carson.
Carson.
I'm not saying this about her because I don't know enough about the situation, but when it comes to treating something that may, depression, where it could be, from some trauma or, something happened to you that you haven't really dealt with, it could be a way of putting off dealing with that emotionally.
That's a great point. Or, speaking about dealing with something, there have been some interesting studies with illegal drugs like MDMA or mushrooms, where they've found that people with PTSD and other serious mental problems have been able to, in a lot of cases, wipe it out, wipe out symptoms of PTSD with one dose, in a kind of a psychologist setting where there's somebody there to be your guide and to have a conversation with you. You're not just taking some MDMA and going to a dance party, but in a room where you're laying on a couch, that kind of scene, that they have eliminated all of their signs of PTSD with the first dose of these things. And that's just pretty amazing.
Imagine if you were a psychiatrist that was actually that was keeping up with these kind of studies, about MDMA. If Ian, you went on to be a psychiatrist, how hard it would be to listen to someone share their experience and think, I wish I could tell them to go do this illicit drug,
right?
But I can't.
There are some of them who will do it anyway, and they'll go sort of underground and they'll get the
MDMA.
It's
a big risk to take.
It is a risk, yeah. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But if it's actually helping your patients, isn't that what you want? More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 8th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-953-2358. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-953-2358. 1-800-953-2358.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe. All for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at hempusa.org.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you would like. Toll free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, and that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. The features include archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can just click and download as many episodes as you would like. And once you get tired of listening to Free Talk Live, because you can listen to it for a long time, you want to change it up a little bit, go and check out the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, a call-in show, a YouTube channel, and it's a web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They, at School Sucks Project, discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. All good topics. SchoolSucksProject.com, that's where you can register for your account. It's free. Participate in the forum, suggest show topics, and access years' worth of their archives as well. SchoolSucksProject.com. With you in studio, it is Ian here.
Tally.
And Allie.
We're going to go to Temper, listening in Springfield to LRN.FM. Hey, Temper.
Hey, I'm Temper. Calling in about mental illness in response
yes, sir.
To that last caller.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the one that started the debate, kind of, on the chat channel. And the way it started was Carson made a comment that people who are, quote-unquote, addicted to drugs should, get the treatment that they need. And I had remembered that Carson made a comment the day previous that, she was, or it's actually he. He was taking SSRIs for depression, and I made the comment basically, what's the difference between somebody taking, an illegal drug that, quote-unquote, helps their condition and a legal drug that, quote-unquote, helps their condition.
Well, I guess the answer could be, and I'm just going to speculate at what someone might say to that, put myself in those shoes. The answer could be, well, a doctor prescribed them.
Well, yeah, that seems like kind of a cop-out to me because, I mean, a lot of these psychoactive drugs have a lot of negative side effects. Like, the last caller, Carson, said that he was on Depakote. Depakote, I was on that for a short period of time, not of my own volition, but that's another story. It severely hampers your ability to think creatively, solve problems. I can see how you might think that it helps with depression because it kind of numbs your brain in a lot of ways. It makes you very passive, but it also made me very aggressive, so I was very argumentative.
Yikes.
I had a lot of problems with depression, but it might have had something to do with, you know, the actual situation I was in. I was basically forced into these hospitals by the state. And so, I mean, that's a very different situation than Carson is in.
Yeah, it's certainly different to be drugged against your will. I mean, it's one thing to go to a psychiatrist and have something prescribed, and then you go and choose to put that in your body, and that's another thing entirely to do it under the threat of violence in some sort of state facility. And it also is important to point out here that a lot of these prescribed medications, somebody can pawn off the idea that, oh, well, it's fine, it's just it's a prescription, I got it from my doctor. Well, a lot of prescriptions are very dangerous. They have side effects or effects. They call them side effects because they're not the advertised effects.
Right.
They're the one. There's the advertised effects, and then there's the side effects, but they're all the effects of the medication. Some of them are very dangerous, as was pointed out before, and some of these prescription pharmaceuticals are also very addictive. You go to the opiates like the hydrocodones, the oxycodones, these various different versions of opiates, essentially kind of legal heroin in a way, and very, very addictive, profoundly addictive, to the point where even if a doctor prescribes them for legitimate pain relief, many of the people who begin taking it for legitimate pain relief reasons get hooked on them, and then even when they're supposed to be done, they hit the black market, and then they're hooked, and then they're, before you know it, they're performing sexual favors to get money to pay $20 a pill for more. So,
yeah, I mean,
scary.
Some of the side effects of Depakote, for instance, is pancreatic failure, liver failure, heart failure, brain shrinkage, brain damage. Those are very serious issues, and when you're on Depakote, they'll even tell you that you have to get a blood test taken every, say, 3 months or so, just to make sure that that's not happening to you.
Our caller's name is Temper.
Temper, sorry. Hey, Temper, how are you doing these days? It sounds like you're doing better.
I've been off of everything for about 6 months or so now, and I'm the same I've always been. I mean, I get really involved with, you know, like the Free State Project, and I will admit I still listen to Alex Jones a little bit. And, I mean, I get really involved with watching, like, Honor Your Oath, where, you know, you watch videos of police, you know, abusing people. And I have a lot of friends that just say, you know, why do you pay attention to that? I mean, that's why you're depressed. And, I say, well, why do you read any books? I mean, why did you go to school? Why do you know anything? I mean,
well, I think we're drawn to things for, like, a reason, and that I could never know why someone likes a certain kind of music or watches or subscribe to a certain channel on YouTube or whatever it is. I can't know their reasons, but I think people like to make assessments about people's interests when they're really not in a place to. So, but why do you think that, like, what do you get out of watching these videos? How do you see them?
I think of it the same way as, why do I know physics and astronomy or legal theory or, you know, any of the number of topics that, you know, I find interesting? It's just, mental junk food. I mean, I find almost everything fascinating besides fishing.
Besides fishing. Thank you, Temper. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, as far as watching police abuse videos, there's certainly no shortage of them out there, and I can understand why somebody who spends time watching those things could be really really bummed out, mm-hmm. you know, about the world around them, because that's a pretty scary thing to watch those and to know that people are being abused and that there's very little recourse that those individuals have in those cases. Dogs are being shot, families are being, you know, having their homes raided, people are being locked in cages for having possession of a plant, various different chemicals, people being accused of things they didn't do. I mean, you can really go down into a spiral of darkness and depression if you let yourself. And I can understand why somebody wouldn't want to. I know that I've seen enough of it personally. I mean, I know what's out there. I've seen plenty of police abuse videos. A lot of times when there'll be one of them on Facebook, you know, a lot of people are passing the next hot police abuse video around. Sometimes now I just don't want to watch it.
I don't watch.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like I might be desensitized to it because I do want to, you know, care about these victims.
Sure.
But it's just there's so many, and it's not.
It's overwhelming.
It's not
sometimes.
News. I mean, it's news for the people that are being assaulted, and you know, the people in that community. But just from my perspective, I see them far too often.
I don't like the fight or flight reaction that I experience after watching it. Right? Because, like, I'm identifying with a victim. I'm seeing what's going on. I'm passing judgments about what people are doing. And that the whole experience, just, like, my heart will start racing when I see someone being aggressed against, especially by the police. Because I know that this is not going to end well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not going to be, like, some guy that comes out of from the bushes and protects the person. And, oh, then the people, the aggressors end up walking away from the situation. It never will end like that. So that's why it is so hard to watch. And I don't like how I feel after it, you know? I like having the knowledge that it happens is enough.
There was the one guy who was at a gas station, got shot with a taser by a cop and like pulled the prongs out and booked it. So sometimes it doesn't always end badly, but most of the time it does. Because that guy, he got away from the cops in that instance. But most of the time, the cops are hurting somebody.
There was that video of the soccer game that I remember was making the rounds on the internet.
Oh, where people broke up the cops from beating a guy, right?
Right. There's a streaker. And
right.
The cops came and started beating on him with their clubs. And the whole audience, you know, these soccer games get pretty rowdy.
Yep.
And they all came down and
basically
protected the guy.
That was pretty amazing to watch that. 855-450-FREE. Hey, that's the toll-free number. You can take control here. We have a full hour remaining. Plenty of time for you to bring up whatever you want. Coming up, a man has stripped down to nothing in Bellows Falls, Vermont, more than once, and has been arrested for it. So we'll talk about that next. It's Free Talk Live.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, a Dodge mic. How does an additional 50% off all Promart drumsticks sound? Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Or how about this? $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $3.99. Playing it will make your soul swell like an angry ocean, and your spirit soar like the hunting falcon of an ancient Incan warrior king. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.